Welcome to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Get expert advice on a variety of topics and hear what Ottawa business people have to offer. Ask questions, get answers. This is Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Well, getting in some home reno projects underway or even completed sometimes is a major task, even if you consider yourself handy around the house. Experts on Call this hour can shed some light on that special project you might be working on, or maybe get you in the right direction for getting the job done smartly and professionally. And this hour, that might ring familiar with you, with our listeners in the Montreal area. Our good friends down at CJAD, you are familiar with this. Guest this hour, we're pleased to welcome to News Talk 580 CFRA the owner and Ottawa staff of Renovco. Owner Walter Assee is here. Good afternoon, Walter.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you, nice to meet you, and nice to have you with us here in the studio. Also with us today is Nick Kuki. Nick from the Ottawa office of Renovco. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Nice to see you too. And Lumi Basco is here as well. Pleased to meet you, Lumi.
Nice to meet you too, Dave.
Well, we got a lot of things to talk about this afternoon too. Our lines are wide open for you if you'd like to give us a shout to get that reno question answered. Maybe you've started on an in-home project and are maybe stuck. Believe me, that's happened to me many times. Give us a call, 521-TALK. That's 521-8255 to join in the conversation. Walter, to begin, let's talk a little bit about Renovco, its history, and your dedication to excellence in any kind of renovation project.
It started with the best intentions in 2001, and learning through mistakes, we managed to build it up to what the people would want in a contracting company. We started in 2001, and because we were a small company, we would have a lot of subbing to do. We subcontracted a lot of jobs. And we quickly learned that you only become as good as your sub. And so we changed the strategies pretty quick. And we understood that you need to have a lot more control on your renovation jobs. By doing so, we started hiring a lot of in-house staff. And now we have the most vertically integrated general contractor in the city.
So this, you're referencing 2000, that's here in the Ottawa area, or is that like globally, first off in Montreal?
First off in Montreal, that's correct. Okay. We're expanding nationally, and Ottawa is the obvious choice for us. It's a dear market for us, and we love it a lot, so it's our baby now.
Oh, perfect. Now, you did mention nationally. Are you planning or do you have offices in other cities across the country at this point?
We're planning the expansion to Toronto and Vancouver. It's in the planning stage, though.
Now, one thing I've noticed here, Walter, and I congratulate you folks with this, great awards. You've got the Profit 500 Consumer Choice Awards. This is good stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much. We won the Profit 500 Award 3 years running. It's pretty much the fastest 500 companies in Canada, and we won that award 3 years running, and we actually have our customers to thank for that because we have a good good following, and our customers support us a lot. We have great staff as well.
That's fantastic. Now, I notice here you've got the IICRC Award. I hope I've got that right. That's the Clean Trust Certified Award. What is that?
It's not an award. It's more like a certification.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we believe in a multidiscipline general contracting, meaning the more you know, the better you become and the better you serve your client. In construction, it's not a black and white science, as we all know. So if you're renovating a basement or doing a roof or doing a bathroom, there's a lot more to look at than meets the eye. Most general contractors that don't have the proper training would just pass by very important elements in a renovation. So it's very important for us that our staff have the proper training from water damage to mold to smoke damage to asbestos to and all kind of other things that go hand in hand, or water detection in a renovation job.
Now, your service area, certainly the Ottawa area, your Ottawa office covers Ottawa, obviously, mm-hmm. but you're also extending into the Gatineau area too. Gatineau, Ottawa residents, as need be, can call you without a problem and have a conversation, get the job done, whatever might be needed.
Absolutely. We service both sides of the border for sure.
Okay. And what is the contact information while we're here? Best way to reach Ranofco here in Ottawa would be?
By phone number or by email.
Okay.
I'll let Lumi say the email.
Okay, Lumi.
Absolutely. So first of all, our phone number is 613-727-7070.
Okay.
Or you could reach us directly. I'm lumi.bako at renovcoottawa.com. So lumi.bejko at renovco.com.
Perfect. And you're in the office almost all the time, I guess.
Absolutely. Hey, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. And your address, Antares, 52 Antares,
correct.
I think it is.
And Unit 6.
Unit 6. Okay. So pop in. You got a showroom in there, too. And I dropped in to see you guys. It was really impressive.
We do. Yeah. We have, because we're a full service company, mm-hmm. and we have designers. So we also include kitchen doors, hardware, flooring from hardwood floors, vinyl, tiles, and much more.
It must be difficult to stay on top of what's current, what's happening right now, because you could put a nice display in your showroom, and then 6 or 8 months later, a new piece of technology comes along, and boy, you got to make your own in-house adjustments.
Well, absolutely. It's our job to stay on trend. But at the same time, we also like to always go to classic elements, mm-hmm. so that this way your home stays timeless, you know, over time.
Absolutely. So, Walter, why is hiring a professional like Ranofco so crucial?
You hear it all the time from our customers' feedback on, you know, experiences they had before, and it's always good for us to hear their feedback. As an example, you said how materials change and how fast they change and how technology changes and everything. In our vertical integration, we are also product distributors, meaning we work straight with the manufacturers.
Okay.
To have the first news about a new product or a new technology or a new change in the market that is happening. And that, in essence, is translated to benefit our client directly, because number one, they have a better product, mm-hmm. A product that is proven. And then number two, they save money because they buy straight from us and we buy straight from the manufacturer as well. So there is a definite advantage in the process. Beside that, there's also the fact that when you have your own staff, when you have your own trades, when you have your own painters and plastermen and carpenters, you're not really subcontracting and relying on a third party to do a good job. It's under your full control. Something you don't like,
right?
You can ask your employee to redo it without having a big argument. In the same token, you're not charging different profit margins. So, let's say when you subcontract a painting job, the painter is going to charge you X, Y, Z. He have a company that he have to finance. And then you're going to have to add on every trade your profit margin. So the job becomes more expensive and you end up paying a lot more.
We're in conversation this hour with Lumi Bako, Nick Cookie, and Walter Assee from Ranofco here in Ottawa. They're located at 52 Antares, and their in-shop number is 613, of course, 727-7070. Our number here at News Talk 580 CFRA for the balance of this hour. If you have a reno question, give us a shout, 521-TALK. That's 521-8255. Experts on call on News Talk 580 CFRA. We'll be right back.
Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
And a good afternoon to you once again. If you're just joining us, a very interesting conversation. We're talking about renovations at your place. Maybe we're talking about retrofitting a whole room or something, whatever you need to do. This is the place to listen. This is the hour for you. Our guests in studio, we have Lumi Bako, Nick Cookie, and Walter Assee from Ranofco here in Ottawa. And their office, 52 Antares, Unit 6. And their office number is 727-7070. But here online at CFRA as well, you can listen to conversations that are coming in, and we have some too at 521-TALK, 521-8255. Before we get to the phone, Walter, I need to ask you, what are some of the dangers of someone hiring either from something, you know, work under the table or from a back of a pickup truck? That can be dangerous.
It is. I mean, you don't know who you're bringing into your house. That's number one. You don't know their skill set, and you don't know pretty much anything about them. I mean, your house is the most private and the most, you know, intimate place that you can invite people to.
Mm-hmm.
So inviting someone into your house to do any type of project will require a good homework and a good research from your part. Number one, you want to start with the basics. You want your contractor to be licensed. You want mm-hmm. him to be insured. You want him to be bonded. You want to make sure that his guys are all back-checked, that they have no criminal record. You want to check the litigation history of the contractor. You want to make sure he's not in court every second week. You want to make sure that all his licenses are actually valid as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's one thing to check if they have a license, but if it's a valid license or not a valid license, that's as important. You want to check their complaints in the Consumer Protection Office. Do they have any issues there, and so on and so forth. The other thing is you want to make sure that they have the proper skill set and the proper licensing to do the job. Not every license, give you those categories that you're allowed to do, for example, structural work or so on and so forth. So really, that's the basic. I mean, you want to check for references, you want to check for reviews, and it goes on. The list goes on and on and on. It's funny you mentioned that, because sometimes it happens to me. Like I said off air with you, I have yeah. people knocking on my door asking me if I want to do any renovations in my house, and I find that very funny.
Yeah, no kidding.
Someone that is not really busy in the season, it's kind of worrisome as
yeah.
well. Okay,
and that puts up a red flag.
That by itself, when someone is out there in the middle of the season looking for a job, you know, I would yeah. ask myself a couple of questions.
521-TALK, 521-8255 is our telephone number. A whole bunch of things to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about kitchens. We're going to talk about basements. And speaking of basements, we do have one caller set to go. Good afternoon to Raphael. Hi, Raphael. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. You've got a question on basements, and I'm going to deflect over to Nick Kuki. Maybe, Nick, you can address Raphael's question. What is your question to start?
Well, I'm one of those guys who's stuck on a basement reno. And it's been 4 years now, and I'm just don't know where to start, and because I'm getting different opinions from people. So what do I need to know, and like what should I look for?
Okay. Yeah, sure, Raphael. So where Renovco differs from the average contractors, it's we think outside of the box. We address issues more in depth, such as before finishing the basement. So what do you need to know before you finish the basement? So we look in the following signs in order to protect your investment. So is there any water damage, for example, in the basement? Are there any foundation cracks? And how to tackle these issues? Perhaps with cracks, for example, we put a membrane in the foundation, we do the antimicrobial waterproofing, and then we look at the other things such as humidity, dampness, air quality. Is it cold? Is it damp? So these are the things that mostly we focus before we get into the design and stuff. So then we do the design, we plan, we do the 3D, we go into the electrical and stuff like that. But before you even start, you should take these factors into the consideration. So basically, before we go into you, we come prepared, we meet you, we see the condition of the basement, we put ourselves into your shoes. We want to make sure that, you know, are we comfortable in that basement? Like, let's say, to watch TV and stuff like that. So we take into consideration many factors, and then we go ahead with plan and quotation and stuff like that.
So does that answer, at least address your question, Raphael?
Yeah, it gives me an idea. Thank you. I guess
was there a specific? Have you started your project yet, or are you kind of?
No, I've just ripped up a bit of carpet, and I'm afraid to do more, just because I don't know what I'm going to find in there. It's a bit of an older house, so.
Well, mold is certainly an issue. I know. In my personal experience, we've had some moisture in the basement too, and it's not fun. And that has to be, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's got to be the first thing you want to check.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we check for the mold, and if we see traces of mold, then we see like where it is. Is it just on the drywall? Did it penetrate inside the insulation? Are the studs affected and stuff like that? So then we have the process that we tackle before we even think to finish the basement.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
all right, Rafael, thank you for your call. We much appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank Bye-bye you. For now. 521-TALK, 521-8255 is our number. And further on the basement thing, Nick, I got to ask you about cracks. It used to be years ago that, someone would say, oh, I got a really bad crack in my foundation. And the first flag that would go up would be, oh, well, maybe weeping tiles. But that's not necessarily always the case. It might be a crack that can be fixed from the inside.
Yes, absolutely. So we do we fix the cracks first mm-hmm. from the inside. If it's not if it's like a hairline cracked or something, then it's not a big issue typically. And then, but if the crack, it's from outside, then we have to see the size and whether it's horizontal or vertical. So yeah. It's it makes a big difference. And then based on that, we tackle the issue of the crack. So we typically inject and stuff. So depending on what
right at the foundation, right at the foundation
yes.
wall.
So all the way to the footings.
It might be difficult, a little bit more difficult if the basement is already finished because you have to remove a piece of drywall. That happened. In my case.
Yes.
But if the basement is not finished and you do see a crack, best to get to it before you do anything.
Absolutely.
With a reno standpoint in the basement. Well, now, mold is such an issue, too. I mean, if mold is there and a homeowner wants to do something in the basement, how can they work at getting the mold out of there?
Well, there's a process for the mold. So typically we would first create the containment zone mm-hmm. for the mold. Then we would establish the negative air pressure. So okay. we would put the dehums and the blowers. And then we would sanitize the affected areas and all the materials that might have been affected. And then we HEPA vacuum generally twice, mm-hmm. So make sure that the air quality it's proper in the basement, and then we ambient air shock. So what that means is we put a hot air, we mm-hmm. dry it, and then in the same time we put the dehums to suck the water out of the basement, so we create a dry environment. And perhaps we could do another sanitizing at the end. Mm-hmm. Before we process in, let's say, finishing the basement.
I guess at the very beginning when mold is an issue and the client says, yeah, I need to deal with this, got to find the source. Where is it coming from? Is it something that's going to be an ongoing issue? Is it something that is a one-off? In other words, it was going to be here and gone. So those are things that have to be dealt with as well, because you could, as you say, go through that whole process and then 6 or 8 months or a year later, the homeowner says, wait a minute, I got mold back in the basement again. What's going on?
Absolutely.
So you have to get right to the source.
Absolutely. So you get to the source first. You remove the source of that.
Yeah.
And then you go into the steps that I just mentioned.
Is that a big part of what you guys do?
Absolutely.
It is. I mean, yes. I guess, Walter, this past spring, not just the spring, but also in 2017 and somewhat last year in 2018, water issues, mold issues were huge in Ontario and Quebec with all the spring flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And that must have been a major undertaking to help these folks dry things out. It must have been a big job.
It is. I mean, with global warming, we are having more extreme weather for sure, and we see it as a trend now. Thus, I would very much encourage everyone to take some steps to see if there's anything they could do to prevent or to help prevent, you know, water damages or water infiltration, seepage. There's a lot of things we could do visually. You don't necessarily have to be an expert to know if you have an issue or not.
Absolutely. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about two of the most important rooms of the house, the kitchen and the bathroom. We'll get into that when we come back on News Talk 580 CFRA. Our guests in studio, Walter Issy, he's the owner of Renovco here in Ottawa, and Lumi Bako is with us along with Nick Kuki. We'll be right back on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, a very interesting conversation on the go right now. We have the folks from Renovco here in Ottawa in studio with us. Lumi Bako is with us along with Nick Kuki and owner Walter S.C. Walter, congratulations on your Ottawa office. I know you folks are a hallmark in the Montreal area. Well, soon to be Toronto too, maybe. You never know. But Montreal certainly have known to come and love the work that you folks are doing. Congratulations on the great work you're doing.
Thank you very much. We're really looking forward to service Ottawa and enjoy the process as well and give them the same good, great quality that we give in Montreal.
Absolutely. Now, if you have a renovation question this hour, you have about 26, 27 minutes to go. You can give us a shout at 521-TALK, 521-8255. If you have a question, maybe you've started a project and you're stuck and you need some coaching on it or whatever the case, give us a call and we'll get you into the conversation. Kitchens, one of the top rooms of the house. I guess the kitchen and the bathroom folks have to be right at the top of the list when it comes down to renovations. Why, Lumi, are kitchen renovations so important?
Well, first of all, Dave, you know, the kitchen is the congregation area of the home. That's where the family gathers, especially today with our open concept living, right? We like to live in the kitchen, have our family room, TV, have the kids doing homework while the mother's cooking. So kitchen is also one of the top investments that you can see return, right, when you go to sell your home as well.
Sure, absolutely. Now, that's a very good point because, you know, you could have a great-looking place from the street, but if you get in the kitchen and it's kind of mediocre at best, that might compromise the value of the place.
That's where you get the biggest bang for your buck.
So what should a potential client do? You know, they've made the decision. We've got to do something. We have to fix up this kitchen here. It's a disaster zone. What should they do right off the bat?
Well, first of all, they would call someone like us at Renovco. And why do I say that? Because we're a full-service firm, which means we have the kitchen designer that will come see you, who has the expertise, number one, who's going to take a look and evaluate your space, ask you what your specific needs are, how you like to cook, how you like to live. And number two, create a detailed plan for any structural, you know, changes you need to do, electrical, coming down to the nitty-gritty of picking out the cabinets, the hardware, the sink, all the jewels, basically, of the kitchen. And also, you know, the kitchen designer is going to be able to point out what kind of classic items you can use to make sure that your kitchen has longevity and that you enjoy your space in the long run. And also, the designer will have that vision, and then we have the tradesmen that will execute the designer's vision and bring it to life.
If the process from the client needs to happen relatively quickly, can they, for example, do some basic measurements at home, kitchen size, where the camera, where the counters are, maybe take a couple of pictures with their phone, and then come down to your showroom and say, this is what I'm dealing with, and this is what kind of what I want to do, but I need your expertise. Can you send a design person
Absolutely. And the more details we have, the better, actually.
That might help to speed that process, too, of getting the job done.
For sure. It'll save some time.
So, okay, arranging the consultation on site. They come in. They take a look around. What are the there are four key steps, really. And I guess it starts with the concept and quotation. That's,
correct.
As you mentioned, that's
correct.
That's the first one.
Yes. And then from there, we will measure. We'll give the plan. Then we'll order the cabinets, all the materials, and follow through in the execution.
Okay. Now then a site check is would follow, obviously, after the fact, and everything's signed off for the customer.
Absolutely.
Okay. I guess bathrooms have to be just as important today as, obviously, from a resale standpoint, I'm thinking for the value of the home, as the kitchen is. Sometimes bathrooms today miss the mark due to a smaller than preferred space. Maybe the original space hasn't been managed properly. How can Renovco design team maybe come to the rescue of the homeowner with a small bathroom? How can that be done?
Well, small bathrooms, I think, are underestimated. Because like I said before, if you think about, you know, the purpose, you know, how you're using the bathroom, you know, you communicate that to your bathroom designer and they can, you know, think outside of the box for you and give you the different alternate solutions. Because you'd be surprised what you can accomplish in a small bathroom.
There are some, some of our friends have converted a small bedroom, for example, into a bathroom.
Yes.
And then the existing bathroom reverts back to something like a usable space, maybe a closet, like a walk-in closet or something like that. So kind of flipping two rooms.
For sure. And this is becoming much more popular, I think.
So that's something that you folks can handle too?
Oh, absolutely. We do additions, extensions, everything you can imagine.
Now, I'm thinking, too, say down the road, if a homeowner wants to, you know, do a bathroom renovation and at the same time they're thinking of doing the basement and they want to put a small bathroom in downstairs, obviously you want to do it right below where it is upstairs.
Exactly.
So, again, maybe a rough-in for the basement washroom could be part of the, quote, mix.
It's always helpful to have that bathroom rough-in, you know, done ahead of time. It'll save you time and money later on.
Sure. And then, that, as you say, that's going to make a long, that'll help to really move the process forward to get that basement reno done.
And the basement bathroom is always a huge help, especially when you have small children and, you know, you don't want to be running up and down.
Sure, because it also adds value to the house. If, you know, a bathroom is one thing, I mean, if there's a stand-up shower in there, for example, as well, then that kind of opens the door for further renovations, Walter. It could be maybe a bedroom or a small office or a TV room or whatever the case.
So we have to always think about what adds value to the house. Like our designers' first mission is to ensure that whatever they're showing you is going to add resale value to resale value, because it is an investment no matter how you look at it. You're doing it for your own comfort, but you also have to cater for what the future might bring. So in case of kitchens and bathrooms, we have the highest return on investment in a home. That's what first put people look at to ensure that, you know, the kitchen is a place that people don't necessarily like to renovate. It's really intrusive on their life.
Yeah.
Especially if they have a small family. You can't cook anymore. It takes longer than usual to do. It takes many trades. Like up to 10 trades for that one small project, it takes about 10 trades. So you have to have a very organized and very well coordinated contractor doing the work. And that's where the added value of a vertically integrated company would come. If you're just painting a house and that's all that you're doing, you get in the painters and the painters will do the job. But anytime you are going to go into a project that's going to require multiple trades, then you really need someone that is as integrated as possible. I'll give you just a small example.
Sure.
A job, you have a plumber, electrician, a ceramic guy, a carpenter, a gibrock guy, a plaster guy, a ceramic guy, a cabinet guy, a countertop guy. If one of these guys cancels on you, then the whole domino effect is disastrous.
That's true.
Because, you know, if the electrician can't make it, then my gibrock guy who's coming the next day can't close his walls. So then he's not available to come back when the electrician is, and so on and so forth. So for that reason, you will see that we have guys on staff working with us, because we understand that, you know, surprises happen, but the client should not necessarily have to pay for it all the time. You know, we hear nightmare stories. People tell us the kitchen took 6 months to finish.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't necessarily always, like, I don't really blame that. Sometimes you meet the general in the job and he's a great guy and he has the best of intentions. But if his subs keep on canceling on him, that's not going to really help.
So basically, it's a one stop shop because you have the expertise under your roof to get the job done efficiently, smartly the first time.
Correct. I mean, if you take an example, when you have Lumi designing a job or helping in the design process with her team, the designers are involved in the project management and the project supervision as well, okay? So it's not like a designer that makes a design and disappears. And the execution process, you have all kind of things that can come up that will hinder the design or make it not possible in certain cases. At least a designer who had that vision is there to think fast, to make a decision fast, and to come up with a solution without creating additional delays to the client. That's extremely important. The other thing, when we look at the whole job, okay, and the whole perspective of, you know, designing the job and executing the job, every successful renovation job starts with proper planning, proper organization, proper coordination. So when you see the amount of detail that the design team put in every job, okay, the last thing a client should do is to make, snap decisions during the job.
Yeah.
Okay. Or rely sometimes on contractors to make those decisions for them. Contractors are not necessarily designers. Okay. They don't know about most of them don't know about colors and coordination and space planning and so on and so forth. So you can't also blame your contractor or give him more than he can take in the process. And if you're renovating and you're not a professional, well, let the professionals help you and guide you. This is a big investment. This is not you cleaning the windows or picking up the reef. This is something that's going to cost you a lot of money, and you want it to last a lifetime.
Absolutely. Going to take a quick break. Hang on to that thought, Walter. We'll get right back to you. Lumi Bako is one of our guests this hour. So is Nick Cookie. And, of course, Walter Assey, the owner of Renovco here in Ottawa. Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. We'll be right back.
Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
You're just joining us. A very interesting conversation this hour from the folks at Renovco Ottawa. Renovco Renovations, of course. Lumi Bako is with us. Nick Cookie is here. And owner Walter Assey. And in case you're wondering, if you're listening in the Montreal area, yes, it's the same company that you guys are familiar with down there. I've listened to it from our good friends at CJED for years and years. And Dave Fisher. Dave and I go way back, but that's another story. Anyway, let's talk about fire and flood restoration here in this area, of course, and in Gatineau and in other parts of Quebec, particularly and along the Ottawa River. It's been pretty bad the past couple of springs with the flooding and the issues. And sometimes when the power is cut off, there is a fire that could be caused. That did happen, actually, on a house that was flooded. How do you deal with that, Walter?
We've been getting springs have been a lot more hectic. I have to say, extreme weather is changing the whole concept of fire and flood. Preventive measures are really the best. Okay. There's a lot of things that a homeowner could do, prior to the spring thaw. And now is a very good time. So you want to pretty much ensure that your gutters are extended away from the house, they're cleaned up. You want to ensure that you don't have any foundation cracks that can potentially bring in water in your basement. You want to ensure that your window wells are clear and they're still functioning properly. And if you don't have a window well, believe me, you might need one. Getting a lot of earth water, surface water that's flooding through windows and penetrating through windows and basements, which we haven't seen in a long time. Just to show you the severity of the rainstorms we've been getting. Ensuring proper functionality of the French drain is always a plus. And if you're not sure, at least ensure a proper slopage away from the house. You want to see a slope not towards the house. You want to make sure that the slope is a positive slope towards the yard and not the house. That's very important. Ensure that you have a sump pump that is operational with a battery-powered backup.
Yeah, good plan.
I've been to clients' homes that had three pumps in their pit, but when the electricity went out, none of them was working. So, and that's we see that often. With the big storm we've been getting, sometimes we're losing electricity for 6-8 hours, sometimes for 2-3 days. So ensure that you have a battery-powered pump in your basement. That's extremely important. Backup generator if you need to, if you want to take it up a notch. secondary heat, like you see that a lot, that people, whether it's through fireplaces or propane fireplaces or you know, wood chips or whatever, anything that can prepare you to a storm that is an extreme situation is great. And the reason you want to be able to heat the house during a storm, the electricity is out, it's because we don't want the pipes to freeze.
True. Very true.
Okay.
What about having a sump pump installed? I know when you think of a sump pump, most folks think of a rural home and this kind of thing. But as you say, they're becoming more and more popular and functional in the city. What if a homeowner in the city wants to have a sump pump installed? That means cutting away a section of the basement floor, I guess. Mm. And, well, how difficult is it to do?
It's very intrusive. You only want to do it if you have a very high water table, okay? If you don't, then you don't need necessarily to do it. So typically when you see a home that does not have a sump pump and does not have any water issues in the basement, that means chances are that the water table is not high. But it is an intrusive job for sure, because not only you have to cut the concrete, but you also have to dig the hole and then to get the plumbing installed and the electrical and so on and so forth. So it is a job for sure.
Now, of course, with flooding often comes a contamination process, and we did talk about mold before, but general decontamination has some things that the homeowner should be mindful of as well.
100%. And before that, I would invite all the listeners to take a good look at their home insurance policy. A lot of insurances are changing stances now on what to cover and not to cover.
Yeah.
So some insurance policies do not cover flooding. Some insurance policies only cover certain types of water damage. At least know what you're covered and not covered for. And shop around, you know, for other policies or add on to your existing policy should the need arise. Know your rights as an insured, okay? Because in most cases, these types of claims should be covered if you have the proper policy. And, you know, so when the time comes and if you do have a flood, the first people you want to call are fire and flood restoration specialists before you are talking about the IICRC accreditation. That's exactly what you want the company to have in the water damage restoration or the smoke damage, depending on what kind of disaster you had in your house. And the reason you want that accreditation is because usually folks that have it have passed through the training. It's courses that you take for weeks. Sometimes 2 weeks courses, 1 week course, that train you on what to do in a case of a flood or a fire.
I want to thank you so much, Walter S.C. We're right out of time this hour. Hard to believe it's been a fast hour. Lumi Bako, thank you so much for dropping by. Nice to see you, and good luck with future design works with Renovco.
Thank you so much, Dave.
And Nick Kuki, nice to meet you, and congratulations on your great work.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Dave Watts here. News is next.